Okay, I'll do it.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I do have ears that hear.
And I have a spirit.
And I have a spirit.
That's full of your spirit.
That's full of your spirit.
Manifesting in me.
Manifesting in me.
And I'm awakening.
And I'm awakening.
Because this is the season.
Because this is the season.
Of the days of awe.
Of days of awe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go for it.
So Chuck Pierce sent a golden spike, right?
Yeah, I think railroad spike.
Oh, okay.
A golden what?
Golden spike.
Oh.
To Tim and Dutch Sheets.
Yeah, I saw that. So it's about 18 inches long.
Okay. And Chuck Pierce called and said, I sent you a golden spike. The Lord has directed you to go to Washington, D.C., and then to put that spike in the ground where the angel of the Lord will show you to put it. So they went to Washington, D.C. He said, you can't be walking around Washington, D.C. right now with a long golden spike in my hand. So it was under a coat. And we're there, okay, Lord, you know, we're here. We're obedient. Where? And so he led us. We ended up in front of the Supreme Court. And there are security guards there, and it's raining cats and dogs, apparently.
Right.
Not literally, but, you know. Yes. So they saw an area that was clear, and the guards were kind of against the building, trying to stay out of the rain. So they went to the side of the Supreme Court building, and they walked in, and it's still raining, and Tim says to Dutch, be observant or pay attention. He says, what? He says, we're under a tamarisk tree. Now, tamarisk tree was where Abraham called out to God, made an appeal to God. You see that green and white flag, green with a white background flag yesterday. It says an appeal to God.
Right.
And it has a green tamarisk tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it says that that was the tree that Abraham called out to God. We're under one right now. Large tamarisk tree. He says, so tell you what, I'm just going to open an umbrella here. And it's rained so much that we don't need to drive this in. I can just, you know, put it in the ground and push it in with my weight and it'll go in. So they do so. Okay. So mission accomplished. End of direction. They go back to their ministries and continue to minister. A couple weeks later, I think it was, Tim gets a call from a minister that's been ministering for years in front of the Supreme Court building regarding abortion. That's unrelated to this, really, though. And he says, the tamarisk tree has died and they're cutting it down. Okay, that's significant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So he says, really? So they travel up there again. Tim and Dutch are up there. The dead tree has now been cut down by a chainsaw, is now laying down, and they're there. And the Lord shows them that two black man and woman come up by the tamarisk tree, lying on the ground, and get married right there. And that wedding procession leaves, and another one comes. And there are black men and women getting married in front of, beside the tamarisk tree lying on the ground. So that's significant. So they call Chuck Pierce, say, what does this mean? And Chuck inquired of the Lord, and the answer was that this demonstrates that the United States will be entering into a new covenant with the black people of America.
Right.
And that just thrilled me. That was, and will be, awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's my praise report.
The reality of what he, I believe, wants each of us to be aware of is that, I want you to rise. He has not created us to be sitting ducks waiting for something to happen. This week he took me to Luke chapter 4. So I want you to go there for a moment. Luke chapter 4. And come on, get closer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why, but ooh, that's a beautiful loaf. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he said again, because there were several loaves today, and I said again. He says, yep, again. Okay. I'm not arguing.
Hallelujah. Yes, no, no argument with the Lord, because you know why? He's going to win.
I know.
Okay? When Jesus went to that wedding, his ministry opened up because his mother was tenacious. Notice I didn't say stubborn. Okay? She was tenacious and she said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. My brother obeyed today. Holy Ghost told him to do, and he's doing. You've been so quiet.
Taking it all in.
Taking it all in. He went to Nazareth. Okay. Verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. That's after the devil tempted him. Okay. I love it. Let her sing. I love it. She's giving glory to God.
You were recording. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yes, this is perfect. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power. I stress it. In the power of the Spirit. Say it with me. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Say the scroll.
The scroll.
Of the prophet Isaiah.
Of the prophet Isaiah.
Was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. Are you ready? Say, the Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Is on me.
Is on me.
Because he has anointed me.
Because he has anointed me.
To preach the good news.
To preach the good news.
To the poor.
To the poor.
He has sent me.
He has sent me.
To proclaim.
To proclaim.
Freedom to the prisoners.
Freedom to the prisoners.
And recovery of sight.
And recovery of sight.
For the blind.
For the blind.
To release the oppressed.
To release the oppressed.
To proclaim.
To proclaim.
The year of the Lord's favor.
The year of the Lord's favor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not just for Jesus.
It's not just for Jesus.
It's for Jesus in me.
It's for Jesus in me.
By His Spirit.
By His Spirit.
To declare.
To declare.
To those that are bound.
To those that are bound.
A new taste of freedom.
A new taste of freedom.
A new experience.
A new experience.
In their everyday walk.
In their everyday walk.
That whatever He asks us to do.
That whatever He asks us to do.
We will be obedient.
We will be obedient.
Because He's pouring grace into us.
Because He's pouring grace into us.
Even as we speak this out.
Even as we speak this out.
So that we can carry what He wants.
So that we can carry what He wants.
And deliver it on time.
And deliver it on time.
Without any more bickering.
Without any more bickering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more questions.
No more questions.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Declare.
Declare.
I am anointed.
I am anointed
to preach the good news.
To preach the good news
to my neighbors.
To my neighbors.
To my friends.
To my friends.
To my enemies.
To my enemies.
As you see fit, Lord.
As you see fit, Lord.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.